This is All Things Considered from NPR and WBHM. Good afternoon. It's 4:44. I'm Michael Crowell. Former state lawmaker Oliver Robinson was indicted in federal court today on charges of conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. Prosecutors say Robinson, who served in the legislature 18 years, took thousands of dollars from a local coal company. In return, he used his influence to fight expansion of the North Birmingham Superfund site. Robinson has agreed to plead guilty to up to 7 counts of conspiracy and wire fraud. And here in the studio to talk with me about this now is WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm sorry. Hello, Michael. How are you? It's been a busy day.
It has been a busy day indeed. So let's start with the basics. Who is Oliver Robinson?
Well, Oliver Robinson is a former Alabama state representative. He served in the legislature more than 18 years representing District 58, which is an area in northeast Birmingham primarily. It also includes areas around Tarrant, Inglenook, parts of that area.
And what is exactly is he charged with doing here?
He's charged with using his influence and accepting funds from a coal company and its lawyers to carry that out. One of the charges brought forward is that he actually used letters on his state letterhead and sent that to advocate against expansion of the Superfund site, as well as inclusion of the Superfund site on what's called a national priorities list. National priorities list would have meant more funds for cleanup in the North Birmingham area for the Superfund site.
So how much money are we talking about here?
The restitution, the amounts that are being floated now are about $760,000 that exchanged hands through the lawyer, the coal company, and flowing into foundations and other nonprofits established by Robinson. Those are the charges.
So what was the result of Robinson's fighting this this expansion?
Well, first of all, the Superfund site was not expanded. A very small number of people in that area agreed to have their soil tested, and as a result, EPA did not find significant deposits that would allow them to further investigate or consider for expansion. That's one thing. And then, you know, the Superfund site, the inclusion on the national priorities list, that would have meant additional funds available for cleanup in places like Harriman Park, North Birmingham, Collegeville, those areas. So those things did not happen as a result of some of that advocacy before ADEM and also the Alabama Environmental Management Commission.
Federal prosecutors had some very harsh words for Mr. Robinson.
They did have some very harsh words for Mr. Robinson. They said he betrayed the community to advocate for those who polluted their neighborhoods. And again, many of these neighborhoods are poor, they're minority, they are not the neighborhoods, they're good neighborhoods, a lot of people, good people live there. However, they are not very, very high on the economic realm.
So where do things go from here? What is next?
What is next is that Mr. Robinson will have his day in court to officially plead. The prosecutors indicated that they will recommend a sentence within the guidelines. We don't know what that sentence will be, but there will be a sentence forthcoming. They also indicated that other people are being investigated and more charges may come in this issue.
That's WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart talking about former state lawmaker Oliver Robinson. He was indicted in federal court today on charges of conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered on your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham, and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden and 104.5 FM in Fort Payne. Online at WBHM.org. Coming up on All Things Considered, Senate Republicans unveiled their new health care proposal, and this health care consultant doesn't like it.
The Medicaid cuts are even more draconian than the House bill was, though they take effect more gradually than the House bill did.
Just ahead, details on what's actually in the plan. That's coming up at 5:09 on All Things Considered from NPR and WBHM. There remains a tornado watch in effect for our region until 10 p.m. and a flash flood watch until 7 p.m. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight with a low near 74 degrees. Up to an additional half an inch of rain is possible. There are currently no active tornado activity in the Birmingham metro area. But again, that watch means conditions are favorable for the development of tornadoes. We'll pass along information as it becomes available. For tomorrow and Saturday, still rain, possibly some thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the mid-80s.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Kelly McEvers. When President Trump promised to step out of the Paris Climate Accord earlier this month, dozens of mayors and